Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the Silsila Reflections for a Better Life. And mashallah, today on the Silsila Reflections for a Better Life, we are going to be talking about attaining steadfastness, istiqamah. Yes, we are going to be diving deep into this topic of discussion. We are going to be mentioning beautiful parables in which there are lessons in it for you and I in order for us to implement and adopt steadfastness, istiqamah, in our lives, because istiqamah, steadfastness, is what will lead us to success in both worlds. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, for your recitation of salawat upon me will be a nur, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively with full of love send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we express our thanks and gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you and I, for granting us yet another beautiful day, for granting us another opportunity to do more good and to invest more in our hereafter. And upon that we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. So yes, we are talking about steadfastness, ways that you and I can attain steadfastness in doing good deeds, doing nek a'mal, and istiqamah, subhanallah, is such that if a person is steadfast, then such a person will reach success, will reach their destination, will reach the aim, the ambition, the goal in life, not only in this world but also in the hereafter. Yes, you have steadfastness in the worldly matters as well, and you gotta have steadfastness with matters related to the hereafter. For example, doing good deeds, reciting the Holy Quran, performing our salah, sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so forth. And with that being said, it is important that you and I have istiqamah. Now, to make you and I understand, I want to mention to you an incident wherein it's mentioned that Ajlan, this was a person's name, and he was the slave of Ziyad. So, Imam Sha'abi rahimahullah, he says that the slave of Ziyad, Ajlan, told me that whenever Ziyad would leave his house, I would walk ahead of him until he reached the masjid. After entering the masjid, I would continue walking ahead of him until he sat down. And one day, he saw a cat sitting in a corner of the house. So he says that I went to shoo it away, but Ziyad said, leave it, let's see what it does. He then prayed, he read the Dhuhr Salah and returned. When we returned after performing Asr Salah, the cat was still there. And a short while before sunset, a mouse came out. The cat jumped and caught it. Ziyad then said, whoever has a need should stay focused, meaning stay steadfast like this cat, and he will surely gain success. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we see, Yusuf Madani channel, how important istiqamah, how important steadfastness is. Like Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Shibli rahimahullah came to Sayyidina Abu Husayn Nuri rahimahullah, and he found him sitting in a corner completely still, meaning he was in muraqabah, in meditation, and fully focused. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Shibli rahimahullah, he asked, where did you learn such focus and meditation, meaning such steadfastness and sitting without moving? And he said, we had a cat. I learned this from the cat. When it intended to hunt a mouse, it would wait near the hole and sit so still that not even a single hair of his body would move. This shows that when a person wants to achieve a goal, they should wait with steadfastness and not get tired. Inshallah, they will reach their goal. Now, there's a beautiful proverb, Deeds of Madani Shalom, that says, Man jadda wajada. Meaning, the one who strives, he will find. Subhanallah. The steadfastness of the Madani channel is a very great blessing. Even if a good deed looks small, if it is done regularly, it is most liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned in the hadith, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, which action is most liked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied and he said, that action which is done consistently, even if it is small. And unfortunately, Yusuf Madani channel, there is a major lack of istiqamah, of steadfastness among us today. We are unable to keep anything going consistently. We start many things with, you know, so much of passion, so much of jazba, but then we slowly pull back and we stop. Now, we talk about steadfastness, we hear this word steadfastness, we hear the word istiqamah, we hear people telling us, have istiqamah, have steadfastness. What do we understand by it? What is steadfastness? What is the definition of steadfastness? Staying regular in good deeds while avoiding sins, this is called istiqamah. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahimahullah, he writes that steadfastness is that a person does not turn his face away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of sadness or joy, or in difficulty or ease. Steadfastness is the root of wilayah, through which one gains the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So, the truth of the matter is, the views of Madani channel, that doing any work with istiqamah is very, very difficult for the nafs. And when starting any good deed, there is a lot of excitement. For example, people start performing salah with such passion, but then they slowly stop. So, meaning some people are not steadfast in checking their progress through their actions, through their good deeds. You know, there's an Arabic saying, Subhanallah, man talaba shay'a wajadda wajada wa man qara'a al-baba walajja walaja. Meaning, whoever works hard and strives to find something, they surely find it. And whoever knocks at a door and keeps knocking, they will surely enter one day. Now this means that the door will be open for them and they will succeed in entering it. But we must strive. We have to have istiqamah. We have to be steadfast. Like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, steadfastness is half of success, just as sadness is half of old age. We look at another saying. Sayyidina Abu Ali Juzjani rahimahullah says, adopt steadfastness and do not become a seeker of miracles, because your nafs looks for miracles while your Rabb demands steadfastness from you. And the Sufi masters say, one instance of steadfastness is better than 1,000 miracles. Another famous saying, al-istiqamatu fawqa al-karama. Al-istiqamatu fawqa al-karama, meaning steadfastness is greater than a miracle. If you are not able to find steadfastness in a good deed while pondering it seriously, tell yourself that inshallah I will not let this good deed stop, whether my heart feels like doing it or not. Then strive fully. Inshallah you will slowly become successful in this and gain steadfastness. I mean, look, if a drop of water constantly all the time falls on a stone, it makes a hole in that stone. So, if any work is done constantly, it has its own effect. If you have noticed that a mixer tap for hot and cold water has two handles, usually one handle is used more. The handle that is used constantly and touched by the hand stays shiny and clean. But the handle which is not touched at all, it gets covered in what? It gets covered in rust. Similarly, many things and machines are such that if they are not used constantly, they become jammed and sometimes even stop working. To get them to run again, one has to work even more harder. So, we do work with istiqamah, with steadfastness, even if it is a little, a day will come when it will fully enter our heart and mind. Then we will not find peace without that work. I mean, just like those who are regular in salah, they do not find peace without salah. For example, if someone is awake at night and only a short time is left for Salatul Fajr, for the Adhan, a regular Musalli will not sleep. If he does lie down, he will not fall asleep because he will be worried that he might miss his salah. Similarly, anyone who is regular in performing salah with jama'ah, no matter how busy he is, as soon as he hears the adhan, he will leave everything to join the jama'ah. This becomes a part of his nature. On the other hand, a person who performs salah but not with jama'ah does not feel sad if he misses it. Similarly, you know, those who are not regular in salah do not care if the jama'ah is missed. They do not feel anything of the salah is missed. But a regular worshipper will never let his salah be missed and will not leave the jama'ah. Similarly, one who is used to performing salah in the front row, in the front saf, will strive to attain it and will never let it go. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, dear Yusuf Madani, our pious predecessors, rahimahumallah, would work hard for many, many years to make good deeds a habit and to stay steadfast in them. For example, Sayyidina Mawarriq al-Ijri, rahimahullah, stated that it has been 20 years and I have been asking Allah for one thing. I have not received it yet, but I have not lost hope either. Someone asked, for what thing have you been making dua for 20 years? And he replied, he said, that my need was that I stopped talking about useless things. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I mean, we learn a great lesson from Sayyidina Mawarriq al-Ijri, rahimahullah, that he kept making the same dua for 20 years. And sadly, we stopped making dua thinking that our salah is not being accepted. Some people even start saying, Ma'adallah, Allah Ta'ala does not listen to us. Keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're not getting what you asked for and there's a delay, there's definitely something good for you in that. We don't know what is best for us. For example, sometimes a mother gets angry and says bad words to her son like, may you be ruined. Allah Ta'ala does not accept this immediately, meaning Allah Ta'ala does not show the effect of it. If Allah Ta'ala showed the effect and the son was actually ruined, who would cry? The son or the mother? The son would be gone, but the mother would cry for the rest of her life. So it is a blessing and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he did not accept the mother's dua against her son. If Allah Ta'ala had, the mother would have been in so much of pain and Allah Ta'ala saved her from that pain. Similarly, divas of meditation, we ask for many other things in dua, but they are often not accepted because they are not good for us, meaning the effect is not shown. Otherwise, every dua is guaranteed acceptance. But remember, there are different ways a dua is accepted. One way is that the effect of the dua is shown. Like when we say, so-and-so's work was done because of dua. This is one form of acceptance. Another way is that because of that dua, a difficulty is resolved or an impending calamity is removed, even though we do not realize it. Third way is that since dua is a form of ibadah, is a form of worship, its reward will be kept safe for the day of Qiyamah. When a person sees the reward for those du'as that were not accepted in the world, they will wish that none of their du'as had been accepted in the world so that they could get all the rewards on that day. Allah. So, it's a lesson of steadfastness in du'a. Sayyidina Mawarriq al-Ijri rahimahullah had been making du'a for how long? Not for 1 day, 2 days, 1 month, or 1 year, for 20 years he has been making dua. He said that even if he does not get what he is asking for, he will not leave this door and he is not hopeless. So we should also never leave the door of our Rabb. We should keep knocking at his door because by staying here, by staying there, our need will be fulfilled. We should stay humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep asking for our needs because he is the most merciful and his mercy is endless. It was such a beautiful dua that Sayyidina Mubarak al-Ijri rahimahullah made as well. He made dua to be rid of what? To be rid of the habit of talking about useless things. And unfortunately, we look for chances to talk about useless things. As soon as we see any issue on social media, we start commenting. Similarly, if friends find an issue or a topic, we start giving our long lectures and bayanat and opinions, tools and comments and whatnot. I mean, even if those things are useless or full of sins, ma'adullah, we are not ready to stop. I mean, look at the humility of the people of Allah. They do not leave the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they keep making dua. And this shows that only by working hard to stop useless talk will one gain istiqamah, will one gain steadfastness. You see also Sayyidina Utbah al-Ghulam rahimahullah says that I perform salah with hardship for 20 years, and after that I have been enjoying the sweetness of salah for 20 years. This means that for 20 years he forced his nafs to worship. His nafs did not want to, but he kept struggling and working hard. Now 20 years have passed, where his heart is so attached to ibadah, to worship, that he enjoys this blessing and feels peace in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, our condition is such that if our heart does not feel like it, we leave salah. If the heart is not in it, we stop doing good deeds. If we do not feel like it, we leave so many good deeds. Allahu Akbar. Remember that whether the heart feels like it or not, if we stay busy in good deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah our hearts will also become attached like those pious predecessors, rahimahumullah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, said that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Aun, rahimahullah, attained a high status because of his steadfastness. Sayyidina Imam al-Hasan Basri, rahimahullah, did not laugh for 40 years due to the fear of Allah. Remember, laughing loudly is not a sunnah, but smiling is a sunnah. Sayyidina Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami, rahimahullah, taught the Holy Quran in the masjid for 40 years. Sadly, we do not feel like learning or teaching in madrasa for children or enrolling ourselves in madrasa for adults, madrasatul Madina Balighan. I mean, you know, if imagine if those adults who would come to learn the Holy Quran, how to recite the Holy Quran, how to perform salah properly, how beautiful it would be. And they would be steadfast in that. So dear Yusuf, steadfastness is not a one-day matter, it's not a two-day matter, not a one-month matter. It's a lifelong matter, yes. There is no ending of it. Istiqamah, steadfastness is something that we have to have throughout our lives. And we see from these incidents, from these parables, how it brings a person's success in this world and hereafter as well. And as of now, we do have a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us go and rejuvenate our hearts, our minds, bodies and soul in the love of the Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much more, inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Irham, irham, ya rahamah, ighfir. Vasita tujhko pyare ka Vasita tujhko pyare ka Ya Allah ya Rahman Irham, irham ya Rahman Ighfir, ighfir ya Subhan Irham, ya Rahman, ighfir, ighfir, ya Subhan.
Ya Rab, apni ulfat mein pyare चाहत में गुम रख ऐसा हो जाए गुम रख ऐसा हो जाए और न जाए कहीं भी ध्यान
इरहम इरहम या रहमान इग़फिर Ya Rahman, ighfir, ighfir.
اس کو دے حج کے اسباب فضل کرے رب ارباب فضل کرے رب ارباب اس پہ کرم ہو یا حنان
ارحم ارحم یا رحمان اغفر اغفر یا سبحان ارحم ارحم یا رحمان اغفر اغفر یا سبحان
یا رب دکھلا دے مزدلفہ کے جلوے ہوں مزدلفہ کے جلوے ہوں اشک آنکھوں سے بہیں ہر آن
ارحم ارحم یا رحمان اغفر اغفر یا سبحان ارحم یا رحمان اغفر اغفر یا سبحان
یا رب طیبہ پہنچا دے ان کا دکھلا دے
دکھلا دے
چاروں یاروں کے صدقے چاروں یاروں کے صدقے پورا فرما دے ارمان
ارحم ارحم یا رحمان اغفر اغفر یا سبحان ارحم ارحم یا رحمان اغفر اغفر یا سبحان
مدنی آقا کا صدقہ صدقہ
کا صدقہ
بن جائے عطار بھی اب بن جائے عطار بھی اب مکے مدینے کا مہمان
ارحم ارحم یا رحمان اغفر اغفر یا سبحان ارحم ارحم یا رحمان اغفر اغفر یا سبحان
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ ویری بیوٹیفل کلام ان دی پریزز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی grant us all the complete love for his beloved حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آمین یا رب العالمین الحمدللہ coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing attaining istiqamah attaining steadfastness and thus far we have mentioned various different aqwal, sayings, parables, incidents that has lessons in it for you and I. And also we have discussed how important istiqamah is in our lives, how important steadfastness is in our life. We have heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a motivation, as an encouragement for you and I to adopt istiqamah, that even if you do something, even if you do a good deed that looks small, but if you are consistent in it, if you are regular in it, that action is most liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, if you are every day sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 times a day, for example, 10 times a day, but Monday went like that, Tuesday, Wednesday, the entire month, every single day went like that, and you were steadfast on it, that action is most liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Compared to a person who came with full of passion, with full of jazba, and he said, today I am reciting 1,000 salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he did it, mashallah. In one day, subhanallah, he sent 1,000 salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then came the second day, and there was nothing. Came the third day, there was nothing. Came the fourth day, there was nothing. Then came a big night, and he said, again, I'm going to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1,000 times. So, from this we understand, the views of Madani Shana, that us being consistent in our good deeds, even if it is small, even if the quantity is small, that action is most liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a motivation and encouragement for you and I from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encouraging us to be steadfast, to have istiqamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is something that you and I, we have to try to implement, inshallah. You know, an Islamic scholar, he said that I have been working on treating two things for 30 years. Number one is to stop having a desire for what people have. And number two, to do every action purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for anybody else, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm sure you have heard of Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahimahullah. You know what was his routine? His routine was that he had a routine for 30 years. After Salatul Isha, he would stand and perform Dhikrullah until the morning. He would then perform Salatul Fajr with the same wudu. And he did not miss the first takbir for 20 years. Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So we see the views of Madinah Shah. Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahimahullah, was not an ordinary person. He was a great leader of the Qadiriyya, Radhawiyya order, and a saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is among the teachers and the spiritual guides of our Murshid Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahimahullah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And look at his steadfastness. Look at his istiqamah. This is what we need to do, dear of Madani Channel. You know, it is mentioned about the teacher, Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahimahullah, that a person invited him for a meal three times. Each time he went, the person sent him back. Now this happened until the fourth time when the person finally took him inside his house. He asked the teacher why he did not get angry despite being sent back many times. And his reply is something that should be reflected on by those people who call themselves humble sinners or poor. He said that he did not get angry because for 20 years, I have been conditioning my nafs to staying happy with being insulted. Someone insults me, I'm happy with it. Now my condition is like a cat. When it is shooed away, it leaves. And when it is called, it comes back. Even if you had sent me back 50 times and then called me again, I would have come back. Allahu Akbar. This, dear of Madinah and Shun, is called real istiqamah, real steadfastness and humility. We call ourselves humble, poor, lowly, sinners, faqir with our tongues. Remember it, if someone calls themselves this, we will not think bad of them. But the person who says it should ponder himself. Is the condition of his heart really humble? Oh, lowly, oh, is it that as soon as something happens that he does not agree with, he forgets all his humility and starts complaining? Such a person can never be truly humble. Real humility, what is real humility? Real humility is that of the teacher of Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahimahullah, which is worthy of copying, worthy of emulation. You know, elders of the religion have written that whoever utter words of humility in front of others is actually being a show-off so that he can impress people. But remember, whoever uses words of humility, we will not think bad of him. And neither will we speak ill about any specific person because we do not know the condition of their heart. Someone says the faqir, poor, humble, lowly, sinner, etc., etc. We are not there to judge. We cannot judge by the book by the cover. We still will think good of the person, husnul dhan. We won't think bad of the person. This is very, very important. Now, on the path of istiqamah, of steadfastness, a major obstacle is laziness. When a person does not feel like doing something, how will he gain istiqamah in it? So, remove the laziness and rid yourself of it, because this is a big, big calamity and a misfortune. A lazy person cannot do any great work for the religion or for the world. On the other hand, the one who does a little work with istiqamah reaches his goal one day. Just like the competition between the rabbit and the tortoise. The rabbit thought in his mind that I am very fast, I am very swift, I am very quick. I'm going to reach there in a few moments just by jumping, hopping, and I'm going to reach my place and I'm going to win and beat the tortoise. So what happened then? We all know the story. We've been hearing it from childhood. The rabbit showed laziness and decided to rest for a few minutes. And the tortoise, on the other hand, we all know how slow the tortoise walks. The tortoise kept walking constantly with his slow speed and reached the goal, reached the finishing line before the rabbit. Now think, even though the rabbit was fast, he lost. The rabbit lost. Why? Because of laziness. Now this shows that even if the work is a little and slow, if it is consistent, success can be achieved. It's not all about being fast. It's not all about doing things quick. It's not all about, you know, getting things done, you know, quickly and then finish. And then a couple of weeks down the line, a couple of months down the line, there's nothing being done. It's all about the quality of your work. Whether it be in worldly terms or in dini terms, it's the quality that matters, not the quantity. If you are doing something, put your heart and soul in it. Do it properly. Don't do it for anyone. Do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you will achieve success. So the quality is what matters. Even if the work is little, you are doing little. You're doing it not fast, but you're doing it at a good pace. Eventually, that is going to build up and you are going to see your success. You are going to reach your destination. Now, you may get some people who will tell you that you must get this thing done, you must work fast, you must do this, you must do that. And then after that, everything just dies off. Passion gone, jazba gone, everything takes the backseat. Why? Because the bar was so high, the excitement was so high, that everyone was jumping around. And then after a few days, everything goes quiet. And then back to square one. Whereas, if you had someone who knows that, okay, this is my goal, this is my ambition, this is what I want to achieve. Let's look at what it's going to take for me to achieve this. I need to walk. I need to take it one step at a time, not run through the whole thing. If I'm going to run, I'm going to crash. But if I take one step at a time with my mind, I'm going to be loving what I'm doing, my heart is going to be in it, then you're going to see that person will achieve his success compared to the other person who is going to crash even before reaching the finishing line. This is also something, another beautiful aspect of Madinah Sunnah that we have to look into. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a person habitual in worship and then that person leaves it because of laziness, Allah ta'ala becomes displeased with him. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said to his most talented student, Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah, that you were dull-minded, meaning you were weak in studies, but your hard work and constant effort, meaning steadfastness, caused you to move forward. Allahu Akbar. What a profound statement. Who is saying this? Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah telling his student, Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah, that you were a weak student. Today in a classroom or in a university or in a jamia, you get students of different categories, different levels. Some are smart, some are intelligent, some are slow learners, some are fast learners, some catch on quickly, some are very, very dull. You know, you get all different kinds of students. And those who are weak in their studies, those who are dull-minded, other students, they look down upon them. You know, they think of them as, you know, not having any value because they can't catch on, they can't understand things. They don't know, you know, they're very, very weak in their studies. But here we see, Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah was a weak student. But his hard work, His constant effort, meaning every day striving and striving to better himself, this is what caused him to move forward. Subhanallah. Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah continued studying despite being weak in studies. He did not give up. He never stepped back. But today, many of our students, they step back. You know, it is usually the case that in every madrasa, many students take admission in the first year of alim course, but then they start leaving in the second year or the third year. By the time they reach the final year of studies, only a few students are left. Say, let's say the class started off with 20 students in Ula, in first year. By the time they reach Darul Hadith, the class is maybe with 7, 6, sometimes 5. Now those students who are studying Daras al-Nizam in Jamiatul Madina or memorizing the Holy Quran in Madrasatul Madina should keep in mind that even if it takes 50 years, stay steadfast, be constant, work hard, don't worry about anybody else. You focus on your own self, and inshallah you are going to see, you will continuously receive the reward of studying. Tell yourself that no matter what happens, whether you understand or not, whether you remember the lessons or not, whether Arabic grammar, whether Sarf and Nahw seems hard or easy, you must stay. You know, it might seem hard in the beginning, but slowly and slowly the secret knowledge will become easier. Similarly, when you start studying, make an intention that I want to gain Islamic knowledge. Then make dua for it. Read wadaif. Ask others to make dua as well. And inshallah, you will succeed in your studies. I mean, look at the example of Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah. He was not the sharpest, but because he kept working hard, he became a major imam, not only an imam, but a mujtahid as well. And this is such a great rank. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah had many students, many, many students, but his two best and greatest students were Imam Muhammad and Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah. And Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah, he also became a qadi, chief judge of his time. Now, for those who are doing Daras al-Nizami, who are doing Alim course, you know, in the books of Hidayah, the fiqh books, you will come across these two names very, very often, Imam Muhammad and Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, subhanallah. And this is a background of Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah, of his study days. So do not feel despondent, do not feel sad that you are a weak student and how are you going to catch on? Other students are excelling, they're beating you. You don't worry, you know, let them be. You be in your lane, you focus on your own self. You know, you be you. You work hard. It doesn't mean to say that you're not clever enough or you're dull-minded or you're weak in your studies that you must sit back, relax and give up and just eat, sleep and that's it. No, you work double harder. You work constantly. You put in the effort. You have istiqamah. You be steadfast. Eventually, one day, the day is going to come where everyone will salute you. Everyone will salute you because you will have excelled all of them. Subhanallah. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make this dua. أعوذ بك من البخل والكسل وأرذل العمر وعذاب القبر وفتنة الدجال وفتنة المحيا والممات. Meaning, O Allah, I seek your refuge from stinginess, laziness, extremely old age, the punishment of the grave, the trial of the Dajjal, and the trials of life and death. In this hadith, Divas of Madinah channel, extreme old age refers to those old people who are useless and just lie in a corner of the house and are not able to do anything. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from such an age. Similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from laziness as well. Although there is no one more active than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he still made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding laziness. Similarly, the Immaculate Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is free from all sins. Yet various narrations, reports say that he used to seek istighfar, he used to seek forgiveness 70 or 100 times a day. Whereas we do not find the time to ask for forgiveness even once, despite committing sins day and night. Now, a very beautiful couplet of Shaykh Najmuddin rahimahullah, which I will mention to you in English, is that stay obedient, keep working hard, and do not work with laziness, because one day you will have to return to your Rabb. Stop sleeping during the nights. The best among the creation is the one who sleeps very little at night so that he can worship well. And remember, here, waking up at night does not mean those people who return home at 2 a.m. in the morning and do not even have the sense to get out of the car and ring the doorbell. Instead, they stay in the car and keep honking the horn inside the street. And it's as if they are announcing their foolishness by saying, if you have never seen a fool, then look at me. Nor does it mean those young people who roam around at midnight after removing mufflers from their bikes, playing in the street, making noise and sitting in groups to gossip. They will get no reward for staying awake at night in this way. Even a dog stays awake at night. And by barking constantly, it neither sleeps itself nor lets others sleep as well. Now here, those people are meant who stay awake for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, let's say they spend the night in a sunnah-inspired ijtima, where there is a break for some sleep and they also get to perform the tahajjud salah. Likewise, they stay awake at night to partake in madani mudhakara, gain religious knowledge, sit in the company of a religious scholar, study the religion and recite the Holy Quran. Their staying awake is certainly ibadah, is worship. As for those who trouble others, it's better for them to stay asleep day and night, you know, except for the obligatory salah, so that people remain safe from their harm. You know, saving people from one's own harm is also a rewarding act. But it's necessary to have a good intention for this. It should not be the case that someone is stubborn and cannot keep people safe from his harm. So he just stays asleep or takes a sleeping injection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not allow us to become such wicked people that others are troubled by our harm. Instead, may we become pious. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And as of now, viewers of Madinah Channel, we do also have a beautiful clip, beautiful piece of nasiha, a beautiful piece of advice. So let us go forward and listen to this piece of advice. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much more, insha'Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers, if you want to remain steadfast upon guidance, sirati mustaqim, what is the solution? What is the way forward? Let's learn this from the sermon which was delivered on the occasion of the last Hajj of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam has been reported to have said, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala and relates that while sitting on his camel, Qaswa, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam delivered a sermon on the day of Arafah. O people, he announced, I am leaving amongst you that which is you hold to, you will never fall into misguidance. The Book of Allah and my family. Now, if someone holds tight to these two things, inshallah, that one will not be misguided, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We need to attach ourselves with the teachings of Quran. We need to open Quran, learn Quran, understand Quran, read its translation and tafsir, dive deep and get the pearls of knowledge and wisdom. Not only learn and understand, but also act upon. And another thing which is worth noticing is the love of Ahlul Bayt, the love of the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, following their footsteps. And inshallah azza wa jal, we will not be astray. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, istiqama, steadfastness, divis of Madani channel. What a beautiful nasiha, what a beautiful piece of advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us from amongst those servants who are steadfastness in good deeds. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing attaining steadfastness. Thus far, I'm sure we have been enlightened, we have been motivated, we have been encouraged to adopt and implement istiqamah in our lives. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the error after yours will be the error of patience. Whoever remains steadfast on the religion of Islam, in that error, will be given the reward equal to 50 martyrs amongst you. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that I requested in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me something comprehensive about the religion so that I will never have to ask someone else about it again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ, meaning say, I believe in Allah and then remain steadfast on this. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The ways of Madinah Channel, iman and steadfastness are two interpretations of one reality, because Iman is the claim and steadfastness upon it is its proof. Iman is the affirmation of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and steadfastness upon it makes this affirmation apparent. Iman is the name of servitude, ubudiyyat, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And istiqamah, steadfastness, is its real interpretation. Iman is the grandeur of a believer. Steadfastness is the honor of a believer. So we should seek steadfastness in every good deed. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, after listening to the virtues, parables, incidents, excellences of istiqamah, of steadfastness, you know, many people are seen complaining that we start a task, but we cannot gain steadfastness over it. For example, someone wants to become steadfast in offering his 5 times daily surah, but after a few days, he becomes lazy. Similarly, someone wants to become regular in reciting the Holy Quran, but is unable to do so. So, one may ask, what is the method of attaining steadfastness? Number one is the use of Madinah Missionary. In order to gain steadfastness on a good deed, it is necessary to have an honest intention, a solid determination at the onset, at the beginning. When the intention of steadfastness is firm and one strives for it as well, then inshallah, one will be successful in attaining this wealth of istiqamah. Man jadda wajada. He one who strives will surely find. Always remember this beautiful proverb, Arabic proverb, Man jadda wajada, one who strives will find. The second way is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, make dua in the court of Allah ta'ala with utmost humility and dependency upon Him. Oh Allah, grant me istiqamah, grant me steadfastness upon good deeds by Your mercy. Remember, dua has been declared the weapon of a believer in the hadith. So use this weapon and beg for steadfastness, beg for istiqamah again and again from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ikhlas, with utmost sincerity. The third way is that we must firstly perform those acts which have been made compulsory by the sharia, that is acting upon the fard. First, then wajib, then sunnah muakkada. And for this, one must also seek the knowledge of fard, wajib and sunnah muakkada, and strive against the nafs towards performing good deeds. Now one should also become connected with a sincere sheikh so that with his blessings one can become steadfast upon pious deeds. Remember, whichever act has become fard and wajib on a person, it is compulsory for him to become steadfast in carrying out those acts. The fourth way, it's necessary not to hasten towards it in the beginning, meaning adopt balance. In order to attain steadfastness upon anything, you have to not hasten towards it in the beginning, adopt balance. Then over time, increase the amount you do. This is because a hasty person loses courage very quickly, because of which he cannot become steadfast upon anything. So if you want to become steadfast, then adopt balance, be moderate. Understand it like this. If you want to become steadfast in reciting the Holy Quran, then you should begin by reciting half a ruku. Once you have gained steadfastness upon this, then you should increase it about half a ruku onto your recitation. And continue like this. Soon it will become your habit, it will become part of your nature to recite the Holy Quran. A similar approach can also be taken in order to gain istiqamah in other tasks and activities. So keep in mind, this method can only be adopted for voluntary acts of worship. As for fard and wajib acts, they must be offered with steadfastness as soon as the conditions are found. For example, as soon as salah becomes fard upon someone, it is necessary for him to gain istiqamah on offering it immediately. Not by starting off by offering one or two salah and then gradually build up to five. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness on all good deeds. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. The fourth way is to attain steadfastness upon good deeds is by reading stories, parables, incidents of steadfastness upon good deeds that the pious predecessors had. Now we observe that despite facing so much of difficulties and hardships, the Ashab, the Ahlul Bayt, our pious predecessors, they remained firm upon faith, upon Iman. Allahu Akbar. It's reported that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his sight fell on the back of Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He saw that the entire back was covered with white scars from wounds. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked that, "Oh Khabbab, what are these scars on your back? And he said, what do you know about these scars? These are from the days when you would walk around with a nickel sword looking to martyr the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By that time, the flame of the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had lit inside me and I had accepted Islam. And the disbelievers made me lie down on burning coals of fire. So much fat melted off my back that it extinguished the burning coals and I remained unconscious for hours. But by Allah, as soon as I regained consciousness, the first words on my tongue were the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied while crying that, O Khabbab, lift your shirt so that I may see your back. How blessed and honorable this back of yours is, that it was burned due to the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Many of you find it, just think, how many sacrifices the honorable Ashab gave for the elevation of Islam. They endured different kinds of tortures, hardships, oppression, difficulties, but they still remain patient and steadfast. So this is also what we need to adopt as values of Madani Channel. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel and keep sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.